Welcome to Kiara Nation. We're a variety show, vlog, with independent opinions. A podcast for adults to speak freely and frankly about sexuality, gender, politics, spirituality, and human rights, and how they intersect with history and the world today. Our mission is to advocate for responsible and consensual dialogue rather than violence, bigotry, blame, and discrimination. Fans and listeners, the nation, our guests and guest co-hosts, and even our naysayers are part of the chat, clearing up sexual stigmas, including myths of marginalized groups such as LGBTQA, sex workers, adult entertainers, and the spiritual, with a mix of in-depth research, compassion, humor, and no-holds-barred dialogue about what we want to see in the future.
I wanted to address something to you. You see this? This is cleavage, right? And I think our sexuality is so inept and so misunderstood and so just out of whack, especially in certain areas of the world. I have a lot of fan base, and it's interesting that I sit up here and I have a conversation or a jokey time or whatever, and I like my cleavage and I like exposing it. Years from now, people may not want to see it, so this is the best time to expose it. And I don't know, I feel wonderful when it's out. I guess I'm an exhibitionist, if you want to call me that. The only thing is that it really annoys me, and the reason, but it's also the reason why I've come to this point of being able to create a show about sexuality, sex, and everything that's in, that is around it, because it is an important part of life, and it's a misunderstood part of life, and it's so shamed and so look down, that then we want to blame people. The only people we have to blame are our institutions that teach us that this is wrong. It's the institutions that take us away from our sexuality, our beings, our sexes, our preferences, our attraction, all those things. They have been here from the beginning of time, and they're going to be here till the end of time. But when an ideology crisscrosses nature, nature always wins. But it might come out perverted in the human mind. Let's say, for instance, I can go down the list here. I'm going to have to blur all these people's names out. Could you, camera guy, can you show them this? I can go down the list here. And, oh dear, I forgot, I'm not allowed here, right? I can go down the list here and show you so much, hold on, let me go down the list. Now it's going to call me a liar, right? Wait, how do I open this? Open. Nope. There we go. New message. I don't want new messages. I want to go to, I want the whole Messenger to open up for me. See all of Messenger. There we go. Now I'm going to have to start blurring people out. So I'll go to the list. Here we go. This is my constant thing. Men see cleavage especially in areas from other countries, and they send me shit like this. Now, I'm showing you cleavage. I'm not showing you my vagina. I don't want to see your penis unless I ask for it. There's nothing wrong with penis. Absolutely nothing wrong. But why do you guys take it upon yourself and think it's okay? And then I say no. I say, can I show you something? Look at all this. I didn't share any of this. This is, you know, I'm going to have to take all these people's, don't show too much, just the penis part. I don't want people's names and stuff in it. I'm protecting your privacy, but you're not respecting what I'm telling you. All you guys do, I mean, I have thousands of this because I have, 5,000 followers or whatever? Why do you need to do this? You have, how are you? Hi, my name is Boing. I mean, come on. Why? See, this is because our sexuality is so whacked. Men don't know what to do with themselves. And then some of these guys are in countries where a woman can get killed. Can you come back to me, please? Some of these guys are in countries where sexuality and women are oppressed, repressed, in high danger, and they really, I'm not excusing that because I think it's really fucked up that you guys think it's okay to just take out your dicks. It's okay to just go send pictures of your dicks. I haven't fucking put my vagina up on the screen. When I do that, then send me that. How about a hello? How about to get to know me? No, what do? The minute I friend you or whatever, because you're a friend of my friend or somebody, you pull it out. What is that? What is that? That's very, very, very immature. That's very ignorant because you don't know what to do with those feelings because nobody's ever taught you what to do with those feelings. No one's ever taught people how to deal with their true sexuality. There's sexuality that there's people that walk around really fucked up. I'm gonna bring something up. The penis has an arousal. Let's say I was your mom and you were in the breast. If you happen to see my breast, you're gonna get an arousal. Some kind of arousal. Not because you're lusting after your own mom or anything like that. It's because the penis doesn't distinguish. It just sees breasts. And that's the message. But you don't know that. So what are you going to do? Walk around feeling fucked up about yourself because you think there's something wrong with you. See, that's the kind of sex education you need so people can walk around feeling okay with themselves. There are so many reasons why our sexuality and we're turned on by different things and why porn is looked at and it's like, ugh. But porn only exposes our own fantasies about stuff. You know, I have kinky desires and so forth and so on, and they work really well in my mind. Sometimes I'll try them out, not so much. But the mind is something else. The mind likes new stuff, and the mind sees things, and it's a beautiful thing. But in our societies, including the so-called advanced societies like the U.S. and Europe and all this other stuff, we're still so backwards and yet not so backwards. Because if we go way back, people didn't have that kind of prior to the Europeans going out into the world. Other nations didn't have that kind of mentality we have now, all this hatred towards people and their sexuality, towards women and their sexuality, where women aren't supposed to have sexuality. They're simply supposed to be like cleavage, me, but no brain. Like, you know, the stuff that I act out and play and all that. No, I lean toward it. But I don't care. I don't mind because that's fun. That's role play. I like playing dunce and idiot and all this other stuff. But if a person tells you, no, I don't want to see your penis, and you do it anyways, that's a form of rape. to be honest with you, because you're exposing yourself. And I want men to understand that that's not the way you go about sexuality. You really need to go deep inside yourselves and really think about what you're doing and stop looking at women as though there's something for you to plug into. We have a sexuality too. We have the right to expose ourselves or dress the way we want to. It is not an invitation for you to pull out your dick. It really isn't, unless we say it's okay. Do you understand that? You must go inside yourself. All you men in those other countries where you guys are oppressing your women, where women have no rights and all that, you guys need to change that around. I'm going to tell you something about religion. It's an ideology. God does exist, but God is everything. God is everything. It makes no mistakes. It's omnipotent, and it can be anything and everything. It can be Buddha, Allah, it can be Shiva, Shakti. It's all one. It depends on what fancies you or what your ideology is, what you're comfortable with inside your spirit. But you can't oppress somebody else and call it God and say that God did that, because God doesn't give you feelings. It doesn't give you beauty. It doesn't give you non-beauty. It doesn't give you whatever beauty. It doesn't give you thoughts. It doesn't give you all these strong emotions for you to feel dirty or make somebody else feel dirty. We can't keep going this way. We need to evolve in our thoughts and in our minds and in the way that we are as human beings. Because the way we're going with this comfort zone and this, you know, this place of hate and degradation and calling people whores and prostitutes and all this, all those things came, there's a story to that, factual stories to that. Now, I needed to add something to this. Now, for centuries, for years and years, from the beginning of time, women, the mother, even until this day, the mother, the woman, is still leads society, all areas of life. And we've gone into a kind of reversal from the beginning, because from the beginning, it wasn't a partnership. As far as marriage is concerned, there was emotion and love, there was pairing and so forth, but then sometimes the man would go hunt or would go off, where it was a female-based community, which is basically what we're going back to right now. If you see it, you can see it in everything. Men are not wired by nature. They are not, and it's stupid to continue to pretend this. Women have always and will always run society, but we're brainwashed. It's just a man made forcefully through his brute strength that he dominates the house. He does not dominate it, but out of fear of repercussion. Whereas if we were to follow the natural order of things, women could dominate with softness, with caress, with exchange, and we wouldn't have half the poverty we have, because religion causes the poverty, because a woman will not go outside for fear of God's punishment and gets trade something for something when her children are in need. Only out of desperation does she do it, but she doesn't do it with cunningness, or does she do it with intelligence, or does she think that it's okay and build from whatever she is getting for her pleasure. She's not schooled on the ways of pleasure either, to where she could keep her husband and be able to do whatever she needs to do. Do you understand me? It is inherently a female strength. It is a inherently feminine strength that is necessary on the world. And the world
right now is messed up because you have another element that you're completely ignoring, which is the sexual element. It's an element that is necessary in the world. But as long as you hate it, you hate yourself, you hate from where you came, you hate the very point and pinnacle that connects creation and earth, the things that create spirit into matter. As long as you view that with hatred and shame, we are going to have a fucked up world.
They had to deem women whores and all this other stuff and separate and have that virgin whore war thing going there. And it took centuries for it to get to this point. But I need women to wake up. You are whoever you want to be. Don't be defined by what you don't or do with your sexuality. Be defined by the spirit and the human being that you are inside, the warrior that you are inside. Because men may come and go, but we're the ones who are left taking care of those kids and those children, and we'll do anything to make sure our babies are okay. And some of us get our babies stolen because of a society that can't accept us as who we are. And then we end up just becoming a mess, a jack mess. No one has the right to tell anyone how to live. It is my inalienable right to be out here with my cleavage. It is my inalienable right to have a sex drive. It is your inalienable right to have a sex drive. But it is not your inalienable right or any kind of right to just pull out your penis or your vagina or whatever if you haven't been asked. If it's not a consenting thing, we need to learn about consent, but not go overboard with consent either. To each human his own, but we need to start respecting and learning and educating ourselves about sexuality, because that's how we're going to find a little peace inside ourselves.
In no way am I speaking about hate or distrust or that men are below or above. I'm speaking of an apparent and obvious discrimination of women and the ignorance of our own power, which has been deemed by ancient men to be something of shame and degradability, and that they made the rules on what makes a woman and what makes a man. And so according to their specifics and the way that people speak, any man who's willing to acknowledge the woman and give her value is somehow deemed something of fake, but something to be degraded. But if he is lying to her, getting her pregnant, lying to her about loving her, destroying her heart, her emotions, that's okay. That makes him a Don Juan. If he is just merely using her as an object, that's fine. But the moment that he recognizes that she has a value, and she gives her any kind of present or any kind of trade, it is somehow illegal. It is somehow makes him a disgusting man. And so therefore he will treat her while he's valuing her, while he's giving her her value. He will treat her below him. But he's actually, if this person's below you and you're paying them, then you're just as below. Do you understand? But it's a non-ending, really sick, personal thing that no one should be really commenting on when it comes to adults. The significance of women priestesses who did attend to men and their needs and so forth, and cultivated the science and the alchemy and the ritual and the bodywork of sexuality and sensuality has been thrown to the trash, and they themselves don't even know how to apply this in the correct manner, because it's been monetized in a way that they are merely cattle and the buyer comes and does whatever he wants with them, when that's not the original plan of nature of the thing that we, the source of all things. I won't even use the G word because I don't want to insult anyone because of their indoctrinated belief system. But in actuality, in its actual rawness, it is what I'm telling you.
Thank you.
Kiara has a burning passion and love for her work and has suffered hell in the past, directly related to the status quo's illogical indoctrination of sensual and sex shame. She doesn't believe in this sex degradation and shame and wants to expose the misinformed information and history on the subject. This world is for all. No exception. There is nothing to shame oneself about when it comes to the lifestyles of consenting adults. Committing genocide or starving millions or cohorting with corrupt politicians, rulers, dictators, and big business that creates poverty and suffering. That's shame.
What you doing, boy?
I'm making a cake.
Kiara Nation Studios.